A peculiar roadside attraction now sits along the highway running through Sonoma Valley's wine country, a pine tree covered in 80,000 sky blue plastic balls. This immense gangly sculpture heralds your arrival at something unprecedented in the United States, the Cornerstone Festival of Gardens, 9 acres devoted to some of the most provocative ideas in landscape design. NPR's Ketzel Levine paid a visit.
Forget smelling the roses. In fact, you can pretty much forget the plants. The gardens showcased at this cerebral theme park are frequently not even green, but the wind does rustle the occasional leaf, like these flickering eucalyptus, rows and rows of them straight pinned individually to a metal mesh fence. The garden is titled Eucalyptus Soliloquy by the design team of Walter Hood and Alma Dussolier. Theirs is one of 15 outdoor installations that toys with both the elements and our ideas of landscaped space. Daisy Border is the name of another installation, and it too stirs in the hot California breeze. 330 spinning pinwheels laid out in color-coded agricultural-like fields. Daisy Border was designed by landscape architect Ken Smith, whose intent was to blur the lines between the natural, the unnatural, and arguably the surreal. If this is considerably more thinking than you're used to doing about gardens, welcome to the far side of the lawn. Our guide is Cornerstone Project Manager Dave Aquilina.
The criteria that we're after were people who were willing to push the boundaries and explore new direction. They had free rein here. It was designed without constraint. And so we were hoping for ideas that may have been sitting in their mind for a long time that they haven't been able to do because those ideas are not necessarily applicable to a commercial or residential landscape, but they're brilliant ideas nonetheless.
The landscape artists chosen, primarily American, most from California, were paid modest design fees, given construction budgets, and assigned small gallery-like spaces. Their gardens have been laid out one after the other, separated only by shrubs. Each one is a world away. A lullaby emanates from noted artist Andy Cao's creation, an undulating landscape meant to evoke the hillsides of his native Vietnam. To enter his fantasy, all you need do is take off your shoes. Barefoot in his garden, traversing its miniature hills, you are transported by the feel of fabric. The entire landscape is covered by an exquisite golden weave, hand-knit by 60 villagers in Vietnam. Just a minute's walk away, a very jarring evocation, the path through Mario Jetnin's garden is paved with risk, loss, and tears.
We're walking on broken terracotta tile here. He didn't want people to be comfortable walking through this space because it's a difficult journey.
A small tribute to immigrant workers is a politically charged garden by one of Mexico's leading landscape architects. Using scarred red walls and unsentimental riprap, Mario Jetnin leads the visitor across hazardous borders into rows of halcyon fields and lives of hard labor. All this in a space the size of a small backyard.
As we pass the frontier, we enter the garden, which is California. And
oh, very dramatic. I mean, you turn this corner and suddenly you are in Eden.
Yes, you are confronted by two areas of agriculture where the majority of workers, especially in California, find themselves in the Central Valley in agriculture and in the Sonoma and Napa Valleys in vineyards.
Those very vineyards define the landscape surrounding both this installation and the entire grounds of Cornerstone, a festival of gardens created by former toy company owner Chris Hoogie. Hoogie drew inspiration from a similar festival in France's Loire Valley, where he first experienced the power of landscape art.
First of all, it exists outside, so it's boundless, and it also takes into account the sky and the wind. For example, if you look at Walter Hood's garden.
Chris Hoogie takes us for a closer look at Eucalyptus Soliloquy, the exhibit we first visited that praised this ubiquitous California tree.
My wife walked through it many times and thought it was an interesting garden, and one day she was walking through and there was, at that moment, a wind that was blowing from a direction that had all the leaves that are pinned to this metal wall blowing in a way and making this noise. And all of a sudden it just sort of connected her to these big eucalyptus trees that you see in the distance. That couldn't happen indoors.
The only way into Tom Leader's garden is through a screen door. He calls his piece Breakout. It's essentially an outdoor room surrounded by 8-foot-high hay bale walls. Once inside, you are quickly lost in a maze of more screen doors.
It's such a moment from your childhood and from your summers. I mean, who's coming in? Who's going out? The creak of that door, the way the door closes slowly, something you never forget. And so I just thought for a moment, let's have 35 of them instead and kind of intensify your recollection.
Tom Leader's homage to his own rural childhood is set to the fractured music of his father's idol, Johnny Cash. When I was just a baby. Finishing details include a bug zapper, rotting compost, and an old soda-filled fridge. It's a garden of nostalgia without a single plant, and it spoke to Cornerstone visitors Lowell Thomas and Jan Adkins.
I don't know how they put together Johnny Cash and the bales and the screen doors, but as a kid, the screen door always banged, the wrens sang in the back in the summer.
We have very pleasant images of growing up in Iowa.
What do you make of the smell in here?
Close, but not quite.
The sweet stench of this compost is temporary, as is the exhibit itself. Breakout, exposed as it is to sun, wind, and rain, is expected to break down. That's part of the plan here at Cornerstone Gardens, to change the more temporal exhibits. And that, say its critics, is one of the garden's weaknesses, unrealistic and non-functional landscape designs. But Cornerstone Gardens is less a how-to garden show than an avant-garde outdoor museum, soothing, stirring, often perplexing. It's a place to cultivate ideas. Ketsa Levine, NPR News.
Stone Gardens at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.